this is directed mainly at those being treated by the Veterans Administration. I personally received a revocation order subtitled Medical Review from the Arizona Department of Transportation, ADOT, Motor Vehicle Division. That's a revocation for my license. And this is a summary suspension order, again, medical review. Now, these case numbers, I kind of think that the MRP is going to come increasingly into use. It can be used for a lot of reasons. You'll find in the suspension order any notice, a case number, and it's simply MRP, medical review procedure. Has a statutory authority for the summary suspension order. It is Arizona Revised Statutes Section 41-1064. For the revocation order, it's Arizona Revised Statutes 28-3315. Read it. And I mean read it carefully. You have the right to request a hearing through the Executive Hearing Office, Motor Vehicle Division, and it will give you a mailing address and what you need to have on your hearing request. It has to be in writing. You can't phone it in. Motor Vehicle Division is not real excited about these because it took me two letters and a couple of phone calls to get them to actually issue the notice of hearing. The notice came out. It was dated December the 15th for the date the suspension begins, 12/15/11, and of course, since it was mailed, I didn't get it until 12/18. You file your request for a hearing, and it's pro forma. You follow the list of the facts they want included in your request. Now, you also have to specify who and what you are, because you've got to put down your complete name as shown in the suspension order, and you have to include your driver's license number and all kinds of other information. However, it is pro forma. This isn't where you start to get fancy. Now, the next part is a little bit trickier. If your primary care physician was the only one involved, that gives them a distinct advantage. Now, in my case, I have the advantage of having had a sheriff's office involved who investigated, determined that it was non-alcohol related, and closed the case. In Arizona, those are matters of public record, and they are available through the sheriff's office of your county or the police department that handled your case. It's worth it to make the trip to go get them. And then you pick up the actual medical report, which, as you know, is done simply by going down to the VA hospital and finding Freedom of Information Office. You fill out the form and hand it to the person. They will simply ask you for what period are you interested, and they'll just print it up for you and give it to you. Now, you want to start comparing the police report and the medical report carefully. I did a hearing brief. It's not especially sophisticated. I just point out what I'm going to bring up at the hearing so that they've got something to hang on, which is a guide to the police report, which is approximately 10 pages, and the medical records. The statute that you want to look at initially is ARS Section 3005, which is going to tell you that a health services provider, I don't know if EMS personnel can do it. I haven't seen a case saying they couldn't. I haven't seen a case saying that they could. But whoever, if they believe that the medical condition of the individual patient could impede their driving skills, then they can report it to Arizona Department of Transportation, ADOT, who will send it forward to Motor Vehicle Division and start the procedure. What I am trying in my hearing brief is to point out that the statutes under which this is being done is obviously completely arbitrary and therefore unconstitutional. The statute 3005 does not say that the belief, the opinion is reasonable, that another health care provider would reach the same decision. It just says in their opinion. So what you have is basically a statute which is not criminal, don't forget. It's not even civil. Essentially, the only right you have is to request a hearing. What does it mean when you have a statute that indulges this type of, I'd like to call it breach of the Bill of Rights? What you have is a statute that rules by fiat. Or in other words, you aren't even charged. You don't have to be notified by the professional. MVD simply sends out an order advising you that, hey, look, your health care provider has said that you've got a medical condition which permits them to move to revoke your license. They can't finalize that until after you've had your hearing, but they can and do summarily suspend your driving privileges. This has certain effects, and you'd better be aware of them, because if you don't have a driver's license, your motor vehicle insurance is no longer valid. It's best to call up your motor vehicle insurance company and tell them about this and ask them. I have been told by the Department of Insurance for the state of Arizona and for certain other companies that they can continue to carry your insurance on a limited basis. What this means is that you get to keep your car's registration, because if you don't have insurance, that's going to get reported by MVD, and the insurance company will say, hey, you've got a suspended license. When you no longer have insurance, they will notify MVD again, who will notify your local law enforcement agency. MVD will have already sent out a cancellation notice of your registration. So all of a sudden, you don't have insurance on a vehicle, and you lose your registration as well. So it's worthwhile to talk to the insurance carrier, because what I have found is that most of the large companies are willing to continue coverage if you've been insured with them before. If you don't have that relationship, then you won't even be an assigned risk, but anybody else in your household operating the vehicles would be an assigned risk, which brings up an entirely new set of points. Now, what I'm saying is that this is worth going to a hearing. Now, once you've gone to a hearing, now this is down at Motor Vehicles, don't forget, and you might want to call the phone number in the original notice, because, for instance, I was advised of a hearing right here in my hometown of Tucson, Arizona. However, I was advised by the same notice that the hearing was going to be conducted telephonically up in Phoenix. So I called them up and said, hey, look, I happen to be pretty close to where this hearing is going to be held physically. Why not just let me come to the hearing? And they said, that's a good idea. Okay, let's do it that way. Or in other words, hey, don't take anything for granted here, because it's not intended to make sense. I swear, this is for the people who know enough not to get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. And if they're going to get behind the wheel, they don't drink. If the hearing officer denies your request for relief from these orders, the next step is going to be a special action in the Arizona Superior Court requesting relief from the orders. Now, what I am probably going to do, if it comes to that, is also sue under 42 U.S.C. 1983 because of the numerous denials of due process and other constitutional rights by the use of this procedure. Usually, the Superior Court judges, remember, Superior court is our court of general jurisdiction. Just as in the federal system, federal district court is their basic court of record. And you see what a superior court judge has to say about it. All of this, I don't know how it's going to work out. And to be honest with you, you can get relief from this simply by, as always, you see that bowl, you see what's in there, can you smell it? And they tell you, you go ahead and eat that because it's good for you. And then if you can give them a nice grin afterwards, they say, okay, we're going to revoke the suspension because you've got to go back to the VA and get seen by a neurologist, complete a substance abuse program. Okay, well, here, it's speculation. This is a matter of, well, you know, do you want to wait until he does do it? There's no way that you can show that it will happen. I guess that nearly all of you realize that the federal government has enacted legislation that President Obama signed into law saying that American citizens can be taken literally in broad daylight off the street, wherever they may be found, and simply spirited away if they're suspected of any connection with terrorism or terrorist activities. This set of statutes for the procedure before Motor Vehicle Commission is certainly akin to those statutes, because with the motor vehicle proceeding, you're not informed of any of these rights that I've gone over with you. You know, you're not told, hey, look, you're going to lose your right to a trial by jury. They do tell you you can get a lawyer. And if you got anything available, boy, I would sure use it. The authorities are going to use this type of legislation and these procedures endlessly when they find out they can get away with it. Because who wants contentious people walking the streets who may be activists? Or in other words, you are going to lose all the rights that you have under the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, and the 14th Amendment due process is gone as well. So all of a sudden, from being protected by all these rights, all of a sudden you have none. At least take the first step and request a hearing. Just put together a hearing brief. I'm not citing case authority here because I don't want to make it more complex. The thing is, if you put in something, you don't have to, but mail a copy back to your care team and you're addressed to the attention of your primary care physician, you know, they might reconsider this. The statute 3005 says explicitly that you can't sue them even if you can prove that this action was taken by the physician maliciously. Or in other words, you can't pursue it that way. Now, what I intend to do, and believe me, it's right at the foot of the last page of the records, that you have the right to obtain a review through a, in this case, Phoenix address, of these papers and procedures. I intend to do that win or lose. And also, I wanted to put this out there because the more of us who don't lie down for them and who stick up for ourselves, the less it's going to happen, unless it's really well-founded. So far as a special action goes, which is, if you will, an interlocutory appeal, or in other words, the case is still pending, but you get to take it up to a higher level, in this case, Superior Court. I don't want to give you too much advice because it's real easy to fumble the ball on this one. You're going to need help with it. If there's a lot of interest, call Mercedes and, you know, I'll go through the simple bare bones of